Woman's View with Amanda Dixon. A look at the news here at home and around the world, all from the perspective of women. Now, Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a treat this week to have Jill Atwood with me, Deputy Communications Director for the VA Southeast Network. How are you, Jill?
Good to see you, Amanda. It's great.
Good to see you.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well, and to Rhonda Menlove, former state representative and educator and administrator from Utah State. Merry Christmas to you too, Rhonda.
Thank you, Amanda. Merry Christmas to you, and hope you have a wonderful holiday.
It's such a great time of year. I want to talk about a couple of topics, and then I just want to have some fun, because it's that time of year where we can let things go. But before we do that, may I ask you about two things? The first one is I want to talk a little bit about free speech on campus and in general. You can really comment on this in whatever way you want, but here's what interested me. When I saw the college presidents who were pressured to resign after their testimony before Congress, that was based on protests on campus that were pro-Palestinian. And that led to one college president resigning. But then we found out this week that Harvard is standing behind their college president. And I you know, what came to my mind when I saw this is I hate cancel culture. Mm-hmm. I hate that someone can say something we don't like, and we may more than not like it. We may find it abhorrent. And that instead of just saying, gosh darn it, I don't like that. No, what we do now is we lobby to get them fired. And we think that's okay. Something about that sticks in my craw. But I want the two of you to comment on whichever part of this is interesting. Jill, I'll start with you.
Well, I don't think that people can say anything these days without someone being offended. That is the culture right now. If you don't play a perfect game and say the right thing all of the time, you are going to be canceled, especially when we're talking about executives at the highest level. I mean, that type of pressure and conformity to always be politically correct, it's not realistic. It's obscene. I agree with you, Amanda. I think the pendulum has swung so far to one side on this that you can't win. You can't win. And I actually applaud Harvard for backing their people at the end of the day. Like you, I'm annoyed that it has gone this far and it is so wide sweeping.
And we can say that, you know, Rhonda, with no support for what they said in their testimony.
Exactly.
Because I looked at that as, you know, that president gave a legal answer to a moral question. The question was a moral one about mm-hmm. genocide. But instead, she answered with a legal response, which did not meet the moment. Clearly, that's true. But how do you see this, Rhonda?
You know, Amanda, I'm going to take a little different approach. Having been at the university, there's an interesting dichotomy that exists when you're in university leadership. And that is that you have a constituency who supports your university and leads your university. And university presidents are accountable in multiple ways to the public, especially public institutions, maybe. But that's really not the key issue. But it's such a political position to be a leader yes. of a university and to have a board of trustees that you answer to. Then you also answer to your constituents who are donors as well as people who enroll at your university, but you're also accountable to your moral values and what you believe is right. You almost have to be more of a politician than an academic leader.
It's a no-win.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, and I think almost every position has become political, perhaps not to that extent. But if the, you know, Twitterverse, or maybe we call it X-verse now, wants to go on a rampage to get you fired, they're probably going to succeed no matter what you do for a living. Would you agree with that?
You know, Amanda, I think you're right. I agree with you. when you're in that kind of public leadership position, you are open mm-hmm. to that exact situation.
Well, and it's yeah. something that you said too, Amanda, maybe she didn't say it. She didn't meet the moment. She didn't provide the empathy, whatever. I don't remember exactly what was said, but you could check all those boxes and meet the moment. She could have said the most eloquent, beautiful thing, and it wouldn't have mattered. So, you know, whether you meet the moment or not, you say the right thing or the wrong thing, like you just said, it doesn't matter at the end of the day if they're out to get you and they want you gone.
So here's my follow-up question. Then I see this week that Elon Musk puts a poll out on X saying, should I bring back Alex Jones? Alex Jones, the one who lied and said that Sandy Hook was nothing but crisis actors and that the shooting never happened. Alex Jones, who denies truth constantly. And 70% of those responding, now let's take it for what it is. These are people responding to a poll. But 70% of them said, yes, give him his platform back. And he did. And what do you make of that?
Attention. He's giving people what they want. People will log on just to see and hear what he has to say, whether or not they agree with him or not. I mean, it's like rubbernecking on the highway. I mean, it's his platform is hurting. We all know he's lost, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So I think he's desperate and he's going to do whatever he has to do to stay in the news and stay relevant and stay controversial. And who are these people taking the poll?
I mean, are these people who believed Alex Jones, or are they just crazy people who think, yeah, I like reading lies. That's fun for me.
I'm not certain. I mean, Elon Musk is all about the shock value right now. He could care less what the mainstream person thinks. He doesn't have to care. He's a billionaire. It's disgusting, really.
Any thoughts on that, Rhonda?
You know, I think there's a difference between entertainment and providing information, and that's exactly what you're saying. But the frightening thing to me, Amanda, is that there are a population of people in our country who are so dedicated to their view of the world that the truth is irrelevant.
And that we'll have to say for another day. Let me take a quick
break. Which is so odd. Why is that? How did that happen?
Oh, that I don't have time to get into that. Yes, but I have thoughts on that, Jill. I will share them with you at some point. This is A Woman's View. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stay with us.